good morning to the body of Christ, to Pastor Roger, my New Bethlehem family. My name is Damon Lee, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I will bring fruitful talk from the pew this week. I will be talking about long-suffering this morning. I would like to read to you 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same committed there to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And I would like to read from you 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 13. Therefore, have no temptation taken you, but such as is coming to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Well, I like to say about that, my sisters and brothers, about long suffering. God will not put too much on you that you can't bear. Even though it probably get hard sometimes as we go through this coronavirus, that we can't be amongst each other and get strength from each other. But I say, wait on the Lord, and he shall make a way for us. And on the way I get through life, that I continue to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is my strength. He is my salvation, and I know that I can't do nothing without him. And I know that he brought me a mighty long way when I suffer in my sins, that he brought me out of, because I couldn't bring myself out of. And I long suffering a long way in my sins, even though I lost family and friends, even though we lost children. Sometimes we lose our children, sometimes we lose our mothers and daddies and sisters and brothers. But I ask you, my sister, he won't put too much on us that we can't bear. And I ask you to keep the joy of the Lord, because that is our strength. And I just thank the Lord for Jesus Christ for giving me the words to be able to speak to my sisters and brothers. And I ask y'all to keep y'all head up and keep the faith in the Lord and work in the power of his grace. Because he said, you ask him, he shall give to you. And I thank you and bless y'all, my sisters and brothers. Amen.